Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. We welcome Jeffrey Bodo in the studio. Jeff's with the Bodo Realty Group at the William Ravis Real Estate. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, guys?
Good to have you. You heard a story on our news talking about the real estate market and if it's best to purchase or lease a home. And that kind of triggered your interest in coming east and are coming in and just talking
I'm
about
glad you are.
If it's a good time to purchase or if it's a better time to lease.
You know, when I heard the article, I was speaking with Mark and I said, you know, I just don't believe in what's being said. And the reason why is I think they're talking on a macro level is what that article was done.
Right,
it's more
right.
on a national level. And of course, if you're looking to move into New York City, San Francisco,
right. Los Angeles,
it's not the right time to buy because you can't afford it. As you move out to the suburbs, then it becomes the right time to buy.
Right.
Looking in Hartford proper, they were saying that it wasn't the right time to buy either.
Why?
Renting is the time to buy.
Why?
Renting, rather, is the thing. I don't understand
why. I think
why.
You disagree, but yeah.
I completely disagree. And the reason why I disagree is because right now you've got prices are lower, not only median sale price, but your price per square foot is lower. You've got less buyers in the marketplace. So if you're ready, approved, pre-qualified, and you're ready to buy, there's less people. So that means less competition for you.
And the sellers are desperate.
Well,
I
wouldn't say desperate, but they're more motivated.
Yeah,
as
okay,
we
let's
say.
Put it
right.
that way. Motivated.
Also, too, the interest rates are at significantly low prices.
Right.
You know, the time not to buy was in 05, 06, 07, when everyone just followed the herd.
Right.
And now everyone's hurting from that. But right now, with your interest rates are down to 3.625 or so.
Yeah.
So I did a quick analysis. So let's just say if you were buying a home for $300,000 last year at 4.625, your monthly payment was $1,234.
That's pretty good.
That's just your
Darn
principal.
Good. Okay.
Now on at 3.625, it goes down to $1,100 a month, which is great.
Please.
That $134 savings a month means a buyer, instead of buying a $300,000 home, can buy a $340,000 home.
Is there a big difference between three?
Do people understand this?
We try to make people understand. We try to educate everybody. You know, we meet with individuals. Everyone has an individual situation. So we meet with them. We educate them. We let them know about why the rates are better right now, why you're in a buying position right now, what home ownership does for you.
What does it do for you?
Well, it does more than just get you in a home, but it provides security. It provides stability for your family.
Right.
They talk about how there's been research done that people that own their own homes, have home ownership, their children get better grades. Their children behave better. This is a study, not me, but that's a study that was done.
I never saw that.
You never saw it? My kids aren't there either, Joe.
They're criminals.
Right. So, but also, too, the National Association of Realtors has an article. What they talk about is that one of the best things, and I think this is great for Connecticut, is home ownership provides roots, not only for the family and
security
for the family, but it also provides security and people giving back to the communities which they live in. And what what that means is that people are more rooted in the state and in the town they live than a renter. They're more apt to stay here, which is what the state of Connecticut needs. We need people to stay foot in Connecticut.
I think some people are reluctant to do that, though, simply because that house you own is an anchor. So in other words, let's say you retire or you want to go someplace else or get an offer somewhere else. Does that slow you down? In other words, it's the resale issue we're talking about.
I think right now there's a resale concern with real estate. In articles like this that were spoke about last weekend, give a bad, inaccurate description of this current market. And also it adds to this anxiety of the state, which we don't need. Exactly.
Isn't there, and plus we hear so much about people wanting to get out of the state as quickly as possible for whatever reason. So they're looking to sell their homes. Does that play into it at all, either, as far as why it's the right time to buy?
Well, I think it's the right time to buy, not only because of
There's more homes available?
Well, there's more homes available, yes. But there's also the need for the not only the young people coming into right. town to buy, but there's more houses for people to buy. The prices right. are lower to buy. People moving out of Connecticut, even though I still, like you said, Joe, I'm selling down in Naples,
right.
people here are nice. Still keeping a foothold in Connecticut. So they may be going out of that 3,000 or 4,000 square foot home, but right, they're always right. going into maybe a 2,000 square
foot
home.
Well, see, that makes
home.
Sense.
So they want to stay local.
Well, let me ask you this about the rental issue. I don't think, and I know somebody who was trying to rent, it's hard to find something decent to rent.
It is hard to find something decent for
rent. I mean, like a home.
Right. You certainly have a lot of condos and opportunities with apartments to rent.
But that's...
Well, plus when you rent, it's like, Lisa, you're throwing money away. It's not an investment.
You're not vetted. It's not yours. You can't put your touches on it. You're with a mortgage, it's consistent for 30 years, unless you decide to do something to change it yourself.
Right, exactly.
But a rent is going to consistently go up, maybe every year, every couple of years, where you're not going to have that with a mortgage.
What about the changes in the tax law in which there's a cap on how much you can deduct, especially if you're in a high income state?
$10,000 is how much you can deduct.
So does your house payment then not count as much as it would have like 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the property tax is the big deal.
Property taxes, yeah. Then when they put a cap on the $10,000 in Connecticut and all around Hartford County, $10,000 as taxes is pretty average.
So I know.
You're maxed out on what you can write off.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's all good information. How can people get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me online at BeaudoureRealtyGroup.com or my phone number, 860-463-9296.
Or if you're down in Naples looking for a $3 million
house. Look you up. We'll have a cocktail.
Nice. That's nice. We could add
lots of places to do that
here, too. It is. It's great.
Jeffrey Beaudou from the Beaudou Realty Group and the William Ravis Real Estate. Thanks for coming in.
That was interesting.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Anything you need, let me know.
All right. All right. We will. You could use a coffee. I could use, no, you mean real estate needs, I get it.
828 WTIC. I could use a trip to Florida.
Yeah, you know what, I think.
You thinking about it?
I think we should have a trip to Florida.